It's here! It's here! I've waited for so long! It's finally here! Oh, I can't stop crying! Oh, the spy's coming out, finally! Oh, shut the fuck up, Luke! It's nothing but new spy! How dare you mention that cunt in the same breath as the day Mad Max Fury Road!
My Fury!
Yes, well, he's mad.
That's right, Maggie. He's mad. He's madder than I am for this bloody movie. Oh, Mad Max. Because finally, after all these years of waiting, Max is back and ready to put some pain and hurt into the wasteland.
Hold on. We haven't seen the movie yet. It could be shit. I mean, the reviews haven't been that good. And the premiere of the film is 1 hour away. Naturally, we haven't got a car to get there.
Well, I can't miss this. I've got to get there. I've got this. This is my life. This is Max.
Put him down. Put the straight jacket on him.
No straight jacket, man. You think I'm mad? You're just a crazy man. I'm more mad than Mad Max ever was. I mean, Tom Hardy seemed pretty relaxed when I see
it. It's all right. Look, hold on. I've got an idea. Hey, Knight Rider, can you help us out?
The toe cutter. He knows who I am. I'm the chosen one. The minor hand of vengeance sent down to strike the iron roadworthy.
We're trusting this nutcase to get us to the cinema on time. He's completely insane.
No, it's appropriate, though. What better way to see a Mad Max movie than an insane driver to get us there?
I'm hotter than a rolling dice. Step right up, chum, and watch the kid lay down a rubber road. Ride the freedom.
All right, but he better get us there on time, as I'm not going to tolerate this shit. If we're late for Mad Max, I'm mad. We're here! We're finally here! Oh, look at all these stars! Celebrities everywhere! I mean, look, all these famous people.
Where's Bert Newton?
Bert Newton? Bert Ward?
Bert Ward, yeah.
Bert Ward was it, Mad Max?
David Hasselhoff!
Holy rusted...
Crow! Holy rusty crow! Russell Crow! Russell Rusty Crow!
Yeah, and he's banned 40 foot of grunts.
He's singing in the movie. That's why they're mad. That's why everyone's mad all the time.
Yeah, he was the one
that's how the war started.
He was the guy on the guitar. Flaming yeah. Guitar. Oh, look! There's the original Mel Gibson!
Oh, stay away from him. We've heard all the stories. He's gone nuts over the past few years.
Yeah, but he's the original Mad Max. He is the reason he's gone mad. I've got to talk to him. I've got to meet him. Mel, how you doing, mate?
And if you get raped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault. All right?
What? Raped? Niggers? I think you're right, Leo. The sun in his outback got to his head, and he's gone fucking batshit insane.
Hey, Mel, you've made millions of dollars. You've won Oscars. You're in Tim. Why are you so mad?
You are provocatively dressed all the time with your fake boobs you feel you have to show off in tight outfits and tight pants so that you see your pussy from behind.
Oh, this guy's nuts. Maybe we should have even seen Spy with McCarthy overseen this with him.
What?
I didn't say anything.
What? You need a fucking doctor. You need a fucking brain transplant. You need a fucking soul.
Oh, fuck. Well, you know what? I think this guy has gone insane. Let's get out of here and call the fucking police on him before he kills someone.
Fuck you. I don't involve the police in anything because I stand up for myself. You weak cunt. You call the fucking cops.
You know, he's not the man he was. I think Australia can disown him. He's not one of us. He's not an Australian.
Not
anymore.
A true Australian.
He was so Australian. His grandfather shot 8 Japs at Pearl Harbor in 1980.
Pearl Harbor? Jeez, that's a bit extreme. Before we see this, go and see this amazing movie, we've got to play the intro. Now, Immortals Joe! Get that big band on the drums! Play the drums! Flump! Flame away!
Where did they get the electricity for that?
Kick ass! Kick ass! Kick ass!
It wasn't worth kicking my ass.
Oh, big moves! Cars and explosions and desert and Tom Hardy's and Charlie Theron's.
Hold on yourself. I've got this piece of paper here. It's Pitch Perfect has tripled its box office.
Oh, I grew a new Killer Man.
That's right. Very big fan of Mad Max, New Killer Man. I think he actually came from the wasteland, New Killer Man.
They just told it to Mad Max, Mel Gibson. What?
Fucking, can you believe it?
What's wrong with you?
When I woke up and read that headline, oh, Mad Max has done all right, $40 million in the States. Pitch Perfect, $65 million. People! Right? I'll be honest. And you know the worst part?
I'm with Mel. I've lost faith.
You know the worst part? Pitch Perfect bet it in Australia! How could you do this to an Australian, Australia?
Because it had Rebel Wilson.
That's not the
Australian. Fat Australian.
Yeah.
Comedian.
A fat woman who's not funny suddenly beats a proper Australian!
It's going to happen next week, too.
Yeah.
A fat woman is not funny.
Yeah, beats both. Yeah, a fat woman takes out a fat woman and an Australian! You know how frustrating.
How could you not have picked this?
What?
Mad Max is too insane for the normal people. They're more watching cars flying building to building.
No. I'd prefer to see a talent contest. Fuck you!
You know what? Because people
fuck you, Australia.
People want, one last ride for our family. But they don't want a guy who's angry and bitter and just driving around.
They want talent. You know, I'm going to say this. You know, for anyone who turns around and says, oh, Hollywood's running out of ideas, you're the fucking problem! You! Anyone who's gone and paid for shit like Transformers or but doesn't support stuff like this, you're the fucking problem! Not Hollywood! Hollywood has been doing this since day one!
You sell Faulty Towers, Mr. Hutchins. Your behavior!
Your behavior! No, serious! You know I'm right.
I like to come in there and discuss it.
I take great umbrage. You're the kind of people who gave Gotham a second season.
Oh, how dare you mention Gotham?
Seriously.
What?
Seriously.
Look, I'm sitting there.
You're the kind of people that have kept American Idol and like the, oh, we're thinking of canceling it. After 20 years.
22,000.
It should have ended after the second episode. Seriously.
Well, we're going to have our own talent show called the Mad Max Talent Show. But look, did you actually expect this is going to make a lot of money?
I thought in Australia, yeah.
People are fuckwits. People were complaining.
What are you talking about?
Australia! People, oh, how dare they cut down our highway for an hour because we can't get to work.
Yeah,
we've got the trucks and shit on the set. Doing a commercial for it. How dare they block off our road?
I'm not gonna
Max can block off whatever he wants.
Max has been blocking off roads for a long time.
He hasn't got a road.
You know when he took out the Knight Rider? Desert. Do you know when they took out the Knight Rider? That held traffic for 7 hours. And no one complained.
Max would love a road.
He lives on the side.
That's right.
He's only got one road called Fury. How would you feel?
Poor bastard. Out there eating two-headed lizards and
like his fucking road.
Can't even have him piss in peace.
Look, beyond Mad Max, Rodney Rupert of X, he's an Australian, a proper Australian. Not like Rebel Wilson. That ain't an Australian. What kind of Australian's called Rebel anyway? That ain't an Australian. Mad Max was so a fucking Australian. You know what he had for a wedding cake? A Lamington
Vegemite sandwich.
That's it. And you know what else he did? You know what else? When he used to have a wank, it was to Dame Edna Image.
Who's now played by an Englishman.
But it's still Australian.
It doesn't matter.
I know Mad Max wasn't filmed here. All right? The new one wasn't filmed here. That was our fault, too. Did you know that?
Yeah, our fucking... Our back turned on Mad Max.
Yeah, we turned our back.
Our own country. Said, we're going to grow a bunch of plants now.
We're like, oh,
they should have bombed it.
Oh, sorry, it's not proper.
Should have brought it.
We need a Tina
like
to come
a true
back.
Australian should have come and burnt down that fucking bushland to be a wasteland again.
No, how is Australia like a... We don't have enough desert for you. The entire fucking country's a desert. There's no bush here. There's no bush.
They want a proper desert. Australia's lost its way. Even its desert.
Australia's desert's gone up and left. Yeah, pretty much. But serious, I was so...
You know why?
Because I was so ashamed.
Immortal Joe let all that water out. Fucking plants start growing everywhere.
It came up everywhere. But, no, I how are you not... Star Wars has no... I've been telling you this.
Bullshit.
Star Wars has no chance now. Bond, no chance.
Chewie, we're home.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There'll be some shit out. There'll be... Sex in the City 3, you know what's coming.
I just... When that trailer played, it sounded like the fucking start of CSI Miami.
What?
Yeah, Chewie, we're home. that fucking song by the Who.
Yeah.
You know where we start off?
Everyone's wondering who they are. Well, that's even more offensive! How could you not know who those two are?
But seriously, we've turned our back on an Australian icon.
We haven't.
We have.
I was there.
We as a country.
But also,
you know what this... I reckon this country's shit. time to go down the beach. Just let the waves go over. Fancy, Australia, you let us... And you know what people said? This is what a friend of mine said. I'm like, what? He's like, oh, I'm going to say Pitch Perfect too. I'm like, why? He's like, I'm sick of macho bullshit. Like, I'm sick of macho. And I'm like, tell you, guess who he goes for? The Bulldogs in NRL. He loves them.
The most thuggery, rapist, cocaine
tough. I'm sick of tough people like Mad Max.
Sick Max of isn't tough. He gets put in shithouse situations.
Yeah, and he's got to get his way out.
Most popular reviewed movie of the year. But for a couple of years. And still, you still want to see a fat bitch belt out some tunes. You can do that. Do you? Go to
go
any
the opera.
Go to any.
Go to the opera.
Go to the nearest pub.
Go to any karaoke bar.
They're there. You know, in fact, it doesn't even cost as much half the time.
Maybe we should change it. Karaoke bar singing Mad Max songs.
Yeah, because then we're calling this show Mad Ass. Because we've got fury.
Because a lot of people thought Max just got a kick in the ass. Because people have turned their backs.
I'm disgusted with you, Australia. I'm disgusted. Serious. Fancy.
Why Australia? The world.
Oh, but the world, look. The world.
Max is trying to educate you what the future's going to be.
The world's
fucking shithouse.
The world's...
My world is fire and blood. No, that's just watching Spy.
I'm serious. There's a guy who wrote on my Facebook. He's like, I've got no faith in human rights.
I don't.
I'm going to say, you know, because we keep people like shit. You know, people don't like.
When P1 enjoyed this, that tells you, because he likes shit like the Avengers.
Yeah, but even Avengers.
Compared to this!
Even Avengers, if that bet was this
I
weekend,
wouldn't spit on the Avengers.
Yeah, but this better. At least that kind of makes sense.
Pitch Perfect!
A bunch of singing!
Hulk!
Hulk that would
angry.
Be like,
Hulk got angry.
When Mad Max 2 came out, you know, Grease 2 didn't beat it. That had singing in it. Flashdance didn't topple the Thunderdome. Like, fucking, fuck off. Kevin Bacon wasn't dancing around the Thunderdome.
Footloose just runs him over the fucking...
Yeah. He has the mind of a child. Everyone in Thunderdome agrees.
He's got a penis everyone saw in Wild Things.
Oh, look, I think the world is... Okay, the reason Max hasn't done a great box office.
Well, look,
one,
okay.
You got just, Avengers, just and you've had Fast and the Furious.
Just to stop exaggerating for a bit. It's done all right. It's done all right. But, you know...
Not good enough!
But not good enough for another one. And, serious. People. If you're one of those people out there, if you're one of those people
that hasn't... If you haven't seen it now, just stop the show.
Yeah, stop the show.
Go watch it. Because your money could be helping save the human race. I want you to think about that now. What you do now echoes an eternity.
Max is Jesus. You think of it. He symbolizes Jesus. He gets tortured, punished, saves the day, gives people water, and fucks on.
Well, should we review the movie?
Oh, yeah. It's
brilliant!
That's it. That's all you need to know. Mad Max, genius.
I wouldn't give it 10, though.
I would give it perfection.
Would you?
No, I wouldn't.
No, me neither. Me neither. I'm
very close.
Pretty, yeah. I
would still say Road Warrior, the second
the best one.
Still the best.
Yeah,
I think nostalgic and shit like that.
But not just that. I think Road Warrior is a more original movie in some way.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Just a little the time, bit. Yeah.
But I think the other thing is it still had a little bit more narrative.
I can't wait for Immortal Joe to go after Melissa McCarthy. go after the box office. That's my property! It's my
you
money.
You know my favorite line in the whole movie? Because it describes so many things of what's happening at the moment. Like, in the world, just in general, is when Immortal Joe is driving the truck and he sends that guy over, and he just looks at him and goes, oh, mediocre. I was saying that all night last night.
Nicholas, what's
Yeah, 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 the beast guy, yeah. Nicholas Holt. He looks at it because he fucking...
Mediocre.
I was saying that all day.
That's me watching Sex and the City.
Is that a, that'd be a good review for you.
Actually, I would fuck Immortal Joe before Sarah Jessica Parker.
It's serious. Like, I just... Look, I really liked the movie. I did. Love I thought it was really good.
Best movie of the year.
Well, so far, yeah.
Easily.
No question.
Best movie I've ever seen.
Since Road War.
Yeah.
But, I mean, look, anyone who doesn't see this on the big screen is missing out.
Anyone who doesn't see this right now.
If you're one of those pricks that
fuck
says,
it, I'm stopping the show and watching it right now.
If you're one of those pricks, he just dropped his microphone. who turns around and says, oh, I can wait to DVD. No, you can't. Not for this.
No, not you can't. You can't.
Because this has to be seen on the big screen. There is no point watching it on the screen.
Next time I watch it, I'm going to glue my eyes open.
I'm trying to make one microphone. Fucking iota. Because the audience I was with sat stunned. Stunned. They didn't say anything. They didn't clap. They just sat there because they didn't know what to do after it. Because I was stunned.
Because it was like watching a steroid-filled athlete go insane.
Like Josh said, Josh, my friend, said to me, you know, there's a bit in it where Mad Max says, oh, I think we're going to have to go back. And he goes, no, I can't deal with it again. Because there was so much
I reckon
energy.
9/11 had less impact than what Mad Max.
The
destruction of 9/11 was nothing compared to the chaos that I just witnessed.
Well, I mean, just the nuttiness of it. It was like, you came out and you're like, that guy's crazy. That guy's mad.
Which one?
I don't know. And you know the other thing? Fury Road. The road, that's one long road.
It's a fucking horrible road.
And that's the other thing. Not much scenery on it. One tree they decide to remove.
I like it. The world is so fucked up. Nicholas Holt, oh, tie it around that thing. He didn't even know what a fucking tree was.
That was cool.
That's how Australian some good that point was. He's a proper Australian.
He's one of the X-Men.
Oh, Bush.
We had a band called the X-Men. Do you remember that?
Did we?
Yeah, we had a band called the Uncanny X-Men.
Oh,
that's an Australian band, so we're taking Beast. All right, we're taking him back.
We're taking Tom Hardy's one of them. And anyone who's saying, oh, this movie empowers women. What the hell's your problem?
I was thinking that myself. I was like, women solved everything. No, they didn't. It was like they were working together, for fuck's sake.
He's
just a good character, for fuck's
sake. Okay, the original one. His wife was a tough character.
Yeah.
Obviously.
When Mad Max came out, that movie's for women. No, it's not.
Second one had a couple tough female characters.
Yeah. Third one, Tina Turner was kind of tough.
Tough while the children.
The little childling. And here's another one. Here's another thing that you and I were discussing about before. When I came out of it, I was like, oh, Mad Max wasn't the central character. But then I thought, well, hold on. I was like, since one. I was like, two was about the group
people,
of, yeah, in the oil thing. In the
oil.
and humongous. And the third
don't one, forget Bennett.
The third one was about the kids.
Yeah.
So Mad Max has not been the central focal point.
Never is.
Since the first one. But what's happened is, in every movie, he somehow becomes the accidental hero.
Yeah, he gets forced.
That's what makes him a hero. He's got to stand.
We don't need a hero!
That's right. We're fucked over crocodiles and these two.
Spy, fuck off!
You'll see it next week.
Probably got it.
So, yeah.
You're not Australian. You're sitting there going, we don't need another hero.
We don't need another McCarthy. We really don't.
No, we don't.
Really don't.
And fuck you, P1. How dare you upload photos of that suit?
Of the poster of the spy.
I literally finished Mad Max. Oh, what a day. What a lovely day. What the hell's this shit? Ruined my...
Wouldn't it be?
I tell you,
how does it make you feel that Spy's got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes? That'll have to fall this week. Surely that'll fall this week.
I tell you, if you are a male,
yeah,
you watch this movie.
Seriously, I'm begging you now. I'm begging you. Take what's yours back. Take it back.
I felt like Jeff Daniels out of speed.
Don't be convinced to go and see things like Sex and the City. That she can go. Your wife or whatever, she can see that.
Divorce her if she watches that shit.
But stop. Go see what you want to see too. It's you've got balls. You really do. Two of them. It's time.
Well, anyone said I lost my balls. This one. Shove them right back in there.
I got grew three back there.
The Nuclear Wasteland grew an extra testicle.
What do you think of Tom Hardy?
Genius. Whatever is he bad in?
He wasn't bad.
I honestly felt like Jeff Daniels watching this movie.
What?
From Speed. I'm gonna go home. get some sex. Is that adrenaline? God, pumping through your face.
And you know, I didn't walk out. I ran out looking for dinner. And
you
then
ran
I
ripped the fucking door off
of it. I turned into
face white. Like that guy who just, Valhalla! I jumped on a popcorn stand.
There's a cinema called the Valhalla. We should have gone right, where am I? Throw that shit in your face. Oh, this isn't heaven at all.
I was watching that laugh and go, these guys are fucking nuts.
Insane.
They just jump up and explode.
And the funny part was, like, there was some...
They make us seem normal.
Did you see the little guy? The Quinton?
Quinton, yeah.
That little guy, he's actually a lawyer. Well, I don't know if he's dead.
I'm pretty sure he died.
But he's...
He died because I can't beat this... Valhalla!
He was
a very famous case in Australia where he was a child that was really fucked up.
Yeah, he was very intelligent, though. And,
but he's pissed that he's ever done... Yeah. Fucking Mad Max.
But now he's thinking, Pitch Perfect? I can't take it.
He drove his chair off the cliff.
Seriously, people.
How did they cave that cliff to have that skull?
I don't know. Okay, you know the other thing I want to know, and I brought it up with you. How did Immortal Joe meet his wives? I really want to know.
Dating online.
Did he meet him at a bar? Oh, did he turn?
Oh, I've got lots of water.
Like, lots? Water?
Yeah, there's a little bit of water for you.
But online, too.
Yeah, help me.
Any good with breast milk? I did. That was fucked up. That was cool.
We don't even have to spoil any shit, because there's nothing to spoil.
Yeah, there really is. No.
It's just, if you want to see one long fucking chase...
Yeah, that's what it is.
Adrenaline pumped. Car and fuel injected madness. Just go now.
And Dahlia didn't see it. And as a result, she's not Australian anymore! I'm sending her ass back to China. I am! To next week.
They're not even married.
She's divorced. Yeah, that's right. Her citizenship. I brought my citizenship, tore it up in front of her. It said, back. Stood there on the plane, back.
Well, when people say, oh, Mad Max is... Paul Walker. Paul Walker at no Tom Hardy. I think Tom Hardy ate him.
I didn't mind.
He ran into that tree that was in the middle of the desert.
Was the tribute. That's why there's no other trees there. He ran into all of them.
Cut
them
all down. Why throw
what was those guys with stilts in the middle of the desert? I mean, how often do you see that sort of shit? I was like, what the fuck is that about? I was like,
they mind Monty Python sing normal.
I was like, I came out of it. Yeah, but there were a lot of questions. It did have some questions.
Of course it did.
Like who the hell was that kid he kept flashing back to?
Yeah,
somebody said to me, is that his daughter? Didn't have a daughter.
He had a son who was a baby.
Maybe, yeah, that's right.
So it had them.
So I'm thinking maybe he just went absolutely crazy.
I'm assuming
maybe I had a daughter.
I'm assuming there are people that he's mental health. And maybe that'll be a next one, if it makes enough money.
And Interceptor. Explain that to me. So what happened with the...
Yeah, okay, people who don't know Mad Max, the Interceptor he had at the end of the first one, it got destroyed in the second one, and it's back in this one.
Yeah, no reason. I don't know how.
The argument is, well, people say, maybe it's a prequel to the second one. Well, then how the fuck is Evan in the second one?
That's just it.
To me, it's like James Bond. It's like, you know there's a connection, but not a connection.
Bond driving around the wasteland like this.
And all right, who's a tougher guy, Bond or Max?
Who's had the more installments? It's Bond so far, sir. I don't know. Daniel Craig, when he's not in his Stormtrooper outfit.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that.
Or, I don't know, the... Oh, Jesus, they've got the Terminator promos already started. People, we had the Terminator trailer before.
Well, that makes more money than this.
That movie is a spoiler. That trailer, it shows too much.
The audience was like,
I think I've seen it now. Like, I've seen the whole movie now.
Well, the thing is, you know that if that movie makes more than Max, I will lose faith.
It will.
And it's disgraceful.
Because it's PG, like this. There isn't, you know, there isn't a world for the R-rated movie anymore.
Yes, there is.
There is for chick flicks, like 50.
This is why, if you're married and your wife don't want to go, you grab her, you drag her along, you like those brides, tie her up. You're my property. Watch this,
and you better not think it's mediocre.
Fucking throw them in the chair. Say, listen and watch.
How exactly did Joe? So what was he? He was a human being who was blanker. the white version of Blanca.
I think it was Tina Turner.
I haven't seen it for a while.
Obviously nuclear, the waste has fucked a lot of them up because he had that guy with giant feet and...
Guy from All Saints.
Yeah, fucking weird. His name was John Howard, like our Prime Minister.
That's right. People, his name was John Howard, that actor, and that's the same name as one of our ex-Prime Ministers, who exactly doesn't really look like a tough guy. He's about 4'8", bald, Alma and glasses. Fun. Alma Fudd. Yeah, like Alma that's Fudd. What he looks a bit like.
And sounds a lot more stupider.
But the... I mean, looking back, where would you place this... In the
Max realm.
Yeah, in the Max world.
I'd say it's very close to being the second one.
Yeah.
But not... The second one, just nostalgic-wise, it's like...
Oh, I think the second one also is just... Like, that was, when it came out, just so out there. Yeah. I mean, this one is too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think Thunderdome is the worst. I've said this to you before. Thunderdome, you can tell...
No, but as you said, and a lot of people don't know, the guy who directed... George Miller, who directed this one...
All of them, really.
Did all of them, but Thunderdome was the one where... Which I'm glad he still kept it as a Brian Kennedy... At the start of the new one, it came up Kennedy Miller.
Yeah.
Because Kennedy was his good mate who died...
In a plane crash just after Mad Max 2. So as a result, George Miller apparently co-directed Mad Max 3 with another guy.
Apparently he only directed He only directed the action scenes, supposedly.
In the third one.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, I mean,
which really, you can kind of
see. You can see it. Yeah. You can, I mean, in that, because I watched all of them beforehand, and the funny part about the first one, that this whole worldwide thing started, and it's kind of charming, started off, like, the first Mad Max is shot, like, in the back of Geelong. Yeah. It's just, like, this local little suburb.
Shot back, yeah.
Like, 300 grand. It's like,
Well, Mel Gibson got really nuts.
And the second, okay, can you explain to me when the nuclear war happened? Was it prior to the first one, or separate? And we just see a bit of the area that's left, and he goes off in the wasteland after losing his
mind. You assume that it's the first one, the world's pretty fucked up, and then more shit happens where it gets really, really fucked up.
Yeah.
And then that's where it's all desert.
And then, the second one happens.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the second one... It's interesting because I heard somebody who didn't like this, and it's an interesting criticism, say...
Should not be part of your life ever again.
No. It was on IMDb or something.
Shoot him.
Turn around and said that this movie was the third act of Road Warrior expanded into a two-hour movie. How do you rebuff these claims?
Fuck off. That's it. Nothing else to answer.
Yeah, but it's...
Fuck off.
I mean, look, it's a fair criticism, but it is. But that doesn't mean it's any less entertaining or any less
Fast and the Furious. Any less original. Fucking eight.
Yeah,
films.
I know eight films. Yeah.
Police Academy did it for seven.
Yeah, but I mean, I know what they'd say, and that is Fast and the Furious hasn't been getting the reviews. This is the I've never seen reviews for an action movie like
this. It's completely insane.
Yeah, I know.
But what help has it done for the box office? Nothing.
Yeah, that's,
proves that people don't listen to reviews.
Yeah, and. Also, like, people won't listen to good word of mouth. Like, that's just it. I've had people on Facebook say, still not interested. I'm like, all right. Like, why? And I go, well, why aren't you interested? Just not my thing. I don't like deserts.
You live in a fucking desert.
It's like, yeah, because movies like Lawrence of Arabia or fucking Star Wars is in a desert.
That's why the black guy wakes up.
The ugly,
That black guy wakes up in the desert and the stormtrooper after seeing Max drive past. Oh, shit! That's why
we might release this in December. So, I mean, getting back to the original three. So, when it gets to the third one, you can see the point after Thunderdome, like after he's in, literally in Thunderdome, where you can sort of tell it swaps over because that Cole Kid thing, I didn't like. That whole part, and the Angry Anderson thing.
I love that shit. It just keeps getting fucked
kills,
up.
Kill 50 times. And, he just keeps going on and on and on.
I'm just glad, one thing I love with this one, special effects, where CG, I can't tell what CG was.
Yeah,
I
mean, some people say you can. I'm like, really? Some of these criticisms, I just go, really? Like the whole, Mad Max isn't the central character. I'm like, but what's the other ones? I'm like, And the whole women power... Oh, I hope that's not turning guys off seeing
this. Charlie's throwing an overpower me into...
I'm hoping that's not stopping guys see this, because it's not that kind of movie where, like, Death Proof. Death Proof's a great example.
Oh, where don't
that was women power beating guys off. a lot of women said, oh, that's the way it should be. Kurt Russell does not get beaten up by Rosario even Dawson.
Man, Max. Charlie Sorrell's beating him up, and he's beating her up.
But that's believable. I mean, the way it was done, you just look at it, and you didn't question it. It's, I don't know. We've lost already. We've lost. And it's and the same fate awaits Bond and Star Wars. It does, you watch. It's over. It's over.
Nothing is over. Nothing.
Yeah. Yes.
Look, I still have faith that Max will make its money.
Oh, I think it will too.
It'll make a shitload of money on DVD.
Overseas, apparently it's done really well.
Good. So America, just you're the fault.
Just not in Australia or America. You know, the place where it should actually go down.
Well, we all know.
Because we're interested in fat bitches. Okay. Now, look, I haven't seen Pitch Perfect. It could be a great movie. Now, the Pitch Perfect 2 trailer, have you seen it?
Yeah.
Isn't that one of the most horrible trailers you've ever seen?
No, I've seen Spy.
But the trailers for both of them are fucking revolting.
The trailer for Max is a great trailer, too.
Oh, people say, oh, it just looks too crazy. Like,
that's the issue with it.
You think?
That is the issue with it. It is so insane. People are like, oh, don't know if I can handle it. I'm going to take my grandmother to go watch this shit.
Yeah, but would you take your... would you go and take your grandmother to any movie?
I took my girlfriend to watch it.
I'm not seeing Spy. I mean, you can go see
it. Yeah, that's the punishment.
I had seen it.
She didn't want to see it either. She just wants to punish me.
What did she think? What did your girlfriend think of Mad Max?
She loved it.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect woman.
Has she seen the others?
She has, but can't remember much about them.
All right. I can understand. So I'm like, it all blends.
I'm watching it. Here's the history of Mad Max. Watch it. Movie starts up. My name is Max. He tells you everything you need to know. It's like, fuck.
That is the one thing. You can't say Mad Max is a very strong narrative.
Oh, good.
Like, that's just...
I was a cop. Wife, son, dead. Anyway, here we go. What do you know?
And that is why I'm not going to give this one 10. Because just...
11.
No, I'd still probably give this 8.5 or 9.
Yeah, I'd go very close to
Yeah, I mean, it is without doubt the best movie I've seen of the year. So
what I'd rate Australia's audience? Zero!
Because they're not Australian anymore!
Not even just
look at
minus.
You people, look at who you put in government. Fucking bunch of dickheads, all of you. Some of you.
But your Tony Abbott didn't even like this.
I think he did, too.
Oh, great, I'll vote for him.
Speaking of...
I'm angry now.
Yeah. Yeah,
fuck you, America.
Okay, well, let me put it this way. When I was at the movies yesterday, all these people were in line and it had Pitch Perfect, sold out session. Mad Max, here's one session. I'm like, fucking... So I walked to that movie shaking my head. I was depressed already.
I would have dragged him into your...
Like, it is the apocalypse. It's coming.
We are cancelling the apocalypse.
I was going to
bring it back, Max.
I was going to turn up and just stand in the middle of the foyer and go, I'm gravely disappointed in all of you.
I think of getting a corner here, getting a Pitch Perfect. If you can't watch Mad Max, the one you love, watch fucking this shit instead.
just stand in the middle of the cinema and Pitch Perfect.
Just walk away.
Hey,
even Idris Elba. Who did he want to fuck in that movie? Charlize Theron!
Yeah, you did too.
Lucky bastard.
Yeah, with the accordion.
She would fuck Idris Elba.
That's the new James Bond you're talking
about. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
I was talking about that the other day at work and someone said, you know,
as long as he's not the new Mad Max.
that's a really good choice for Bond. I was like, okay. Maybe.
But even then, okay, Tom Hardy is not Australian. Technically, neither is Mel Gibson.
Have we really turned on that? I'm thinking it wasn't shot here. I'm not even sure if the effects were done here.
A lot of them were.
Yeah.
A lot of actors are Australian.
Okay, that's what made it... Oh, I was so glad that it still had the whole Australian feel. Like, that was it. It could have been shot here. Like,
I mean, that's the one criticism. He didn't sound 100% Australian. But
yeah.
In some ways, I like the fact Max is a nothing. He has really...
Yeah, he should, like, in some a blank ways, canvas.
Yeah, he should almost be a nothing character. Like, no name. No accent, no nothing.
Yeah. I mean, were there any characters in it who didn't work for you? I'm trying to think.
Everyone was perfect.
I'm trying to think, was there any character I didn't like? I mean, I love the whole gang warfare.
I love the tough old broads. Yeah, that's
right. Listen, right. Bastard.
Find
me a genie. she would have been perfect in one of these movies.
I know that woman, too. I can't...
Yeah, I know, me mom. Too. Yeah. I mean, how great was it that the original villain, the guy who played him, was this
Hokata?
He came with Knight Rider.
Look into the sky.
So, seriously, if you haven't seen it, really?
What do you wait
well,
for?
What are you listening to this for?
Fuck off.
That's the problem. Everyone who's listened to this would have seen it. Like, seriously, spread the word. Just spread the word. We need to take it back, people.
Take back what's ours.
Take it back, or else, do you really want to be seeing more Transformer movies? More, we're getting there anyway.
We can't stop that.
More musicals? Seriously? Musicals? Talent contests? Movies about talent contests? Is that what the future's about? Honestly,
even the people that download this movie, you are stupid.
Yes.
You need to see this on the screen.
Seriously, like, you're not supporting the future of our industry.
You're not supporting Australia.
Yeah, you're not a proper Australian. Well, even if you're in America. Like, it's just, I hate that when people, I'll get it, I'll download it. Like, do you know, it's such a better experience on the big screen. The things that ruin movies in the big screen, that doesn't apply here. You're not going to get the little shits annoying you. You're not going to get, like, all the talkative mothers and fucking, you're not going to get any of that.
And if you do, they'll be drowned out by the explosions anyway.
I was going to say, because it's one of those movies, you wouldn't dare say a fucking word, because you'd be afraid somebody in the screen would have a go at you.
I'm worried that people were going to go insane at the end of it.
Yeah, me too.
Like, literally watch it, you're like, I was
looking at Steve, because Steve hasn't experienced any of these movies. He was like, I don't know where to look. Do I look left? Do I look right? Do I look
you imagine left? Watching that shit in IMAX.
Yeah.
I would have. I would have jumped to the screen.
Do you know you get the Star Wars trailer, though? The IMAX.
I got the Star Wars, that would have been the best movie I've ever seen.
But instead we got...
Spy.
Oh, we got we didn't get Spy.
I got my Max viewing ended with Melissa McCarthy's fat fucking face in the
3D?
Screen. like, I need to go insane.
In 3D? No, we got Jurassic, which does look better all of a sudden. Although, it does remind me of Jaws 3. Is it just me?
Yeah, it's a great combo.
I'm looking at it, and I'm like, because there's like even an underwater bit. Yeah, I remember in Jaws 3, the underwater bit. I'm like, this is Jaws 3. Where's Lou Costa Jr. on the island?
So when he comes in.
Where's he into it? And what were the other... Poltergeist.
No.
See, there's a good example of remake you don't do. Like,
I was still more scared of the Spy Trail than Poltergeist when I got that.
I don't see what's... I'm sorry. These ghost movies are not scary. They're just not. It's just jumping. There's nothing scary about jump. But yeah, a proper jump scare was the head in the boat in Jaws. One.
Or Melissa McCarthy's fat head appearing on screen. That was terrible.
Or an alien with Dallas in the fucking shaft. That's a proper jump scare. And you know what? They didn't show up in the fucking trailers, did they?
They're here. Yeah, whatever. Well, the fucking fans aren't for Mad Max.
Now, another franchise, which you are a fan of, that's about to have a new installment. We haven't spoken about the new Vacation trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Because it came out about...
Wally World!
Wally World! Whoop, that's me! That reminds me of Dad, that bit.
What, Chevy Chase? Absolutely.
Yeah, when he's driving, he goes, Wally! He's like, whoop, that's me!
We're closing down to reboot your favorite franchise. We're closing down to make sure we make another Mad Max movie. Sorry, folks. Box office sucked. Sorry, folks. Pitch Perfect.
The only movie played here.
George Miller owes us. Don't hear our fucking A owes us.
Yes, that's the way you're going to get people into Mad Max. Kidnap a few people. and then drag them in there with a gun.
This is a Magnum P.I. It's a BB gun.
No,
back in the it's a secret rap, actually. Yeah. No, it's not. Pitch Perfect can't hurt anyone.
No. You could get a very bad headache from these songs. Like, see? Man, we are more... I don't know if we're more mad than Mad Max.
I think Mad Max is more normal.
All right, so what do you think of the new Vacation trailer?
I am very concerned.
Yeah, me too.
Not overly concerned, I really don't care.
It's like we had those movies and they were mostly good.
Christmas Vacation
is the best. Yeah.
Absolute amazing.
And the first one's pretty damn
Vacation's
good.
Vacation's great. European, I didn't
really. Yeah, it's okay.
That's the weakest one.
I liked Vegas too. I mean,
Vegas.
Yeah, but so this look.
Just because you have Thor's big donger hanging out, that make it funny.
Honestly, I don't mind Chris Hemsworth being like, he looks like he's having fun.
Yeah.
But the whole rest of the movie, I'm like, is this gonna, how much of a remake is this gonna be? Like, because I'm like, it's, I mean, it hasn't offended me yet. Like, it's not like...
It will. I hope it does, but it will. As long as that driven by Paul Frigg, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't
know. But it looks like one of his films.
P1's right. How many good comedies are there now? I mean, just...
Max, hilarious!
I know this guy who will only watch comedies. Like, movie 43 was his favourite movie the other year. I'm like, really? And then he says Game of Thrones is boring, Star Wars is terrible, and the library, New York Public Library, get this, is associated with Sex in the City and not Ghostbusters. I'm like, tear your fucking head off, you cunt!
Oh, you did tell me about that fucking arsehole.
I'm like, fans, also, it's not from Sex in the City, it's from Ghostbusters and with a sock up from Paul O'Berry.
That is straight. Game of Thrones, boring.
Yeah.
I'm guessing he's not a fan of Mad Max.
Hates it. He wants to see Pitch Perfect instead.
I would disown
and
him.
And he saw the advanced screening of Spy. Not just that. He went out and he got preview tickets for the advanced screening of Spy. Never seen a Bond. It's like, steam's coming out.
I will rock up to your work. Does he work with you?
Not anymore.
I'd rock up like fucking humongous. My dogs of war.
Like,
we go.
We're actually meeting up with him in a couple of weeks.
So. Oh, I'll castrate the fucking guy.
Like a dinner. I'm like, you know, I'll just pull up an antidote. Like, what is this antidote for the poison you just drank for liking shit? The
poison you just watched. I hate the world. I hate the world.
There's not a lot of. I mean, what are the movies we're looking forward to now for the rest of the year? What is there? Well, I'm sure that Escape from Tomorrow could be all right.
It could be, but I think it'll fail.
Me too. Yeah, because I don't think...
No one's really
the trailer, but even the trailer, it didn't...
It's too inconspicuous.
Yeah, it look. There's nothing in it to sort of generate the wow factor. It looks pretty CG.
Yeah, and it could be a really good movie, but it's not telling you shit what's going on in it. Something like that.
Yeah, and it's not like, I don't know, even Mission Impossible. Where,
how dare you?
Yeah, I know, but there's still the...
P1! If you dare fucking think that little midget cunt is over Tom Hardy's Mad Max, I will fucking rape you when I meet you.
There you go. But you can't wait to Wayne coming over to Los Angeles.
The day when that fucking shit makes more money than Mad Max, I refuse. I quit. Movie spoilers.
I'd still rather see that make more money than fucking Pitch Perfect.
Max should be number one in the box.
How do you feel about a Sex and the City 3 coming out?
When's that shit coming out?
Shortly after Star Wars, I think. I don't know. Now they're talking about it. So.
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, oh. And she's like, we always plan it to be a trilogy. Oh! Oh my God. Oh, no.
They just got the same amount of installments as Mad Max.
And you know, the worst part, we might have to review that.
I reckon, no. I told you, my one rule is never Sex and the City. And unlike Batman, I'm not going to break my one rule.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Unless
they do a joint venture, Mad Max in New York. Dragging her ass around.
Beyond Thunderdome, in the city.
Oh, I want to get some new shoes. Fuck your shoes.
Sarah Jessica Parker in with Master Blaster.
He's like, get off that horse. My God, it's not a horse.
Break the deal! Watch Sex in the City.
Fuck that.
You know what would be really good? You know the big clown head they put on him? And put Jessica Parker, a horse head on her? It looks just fucking same.
It's strange.
It's the same mask.
I thought I saw it, Mad Max.
Who's Harry but Jessica Parker?
A couple of fucked up guys with the bloody weird nose and shit.
I thought she played that woman's tit.
Oh, played Immortal Joe.
So you're going to see the third one?
I will not.
That's going to be a trilogy.
I will not think look at the trailer. I will not look at the photo.
Think of it. Think of it. Now, we've had... we had the Lord of the Rings trilogy. We had the Star Wars trilogy. We had the Godfather trilogy. Now, in the last 10 years or so, what have we had? We've had the Big Mama's House trilogy. We're about to have the Sex and the City trilogy.
Ghost.
The Night...
Busters.
The Night of the Museum trilogy. Ghostbusters is about to become a trilogy.
Ghostbusters is not a trilogy. It ends at two.
I'm almost in tears. They're already... Because I've got a friend...
Prime example!
sequel. Why couldn't you?
Well, they are doing a sequel.
Recast them. I don't care.
People no one wants to watch.
They've recast them.
I would rather them recast the original Ghostbusters.
You know something I can't wait for Ghostbusters? Is
the day I'm going to watch
is to hear what Melissa McCarthy's name's going to be.
Vakeman.
I hope they just change it to Peter Vakeman, P-E-T-A. I'm like, what? I would really... I'd be like, what? But then I'd laugh, and then I'd cry, just like Sam Neill in The Mirth of Madness. It'd be like that.
That'd be me watching fucking that movie.
People, that review, that is going to be the most... That review will break... might break movie spoilers.
The record of...
Record of the...
that is the one review, if we do with him, he will not get a word in. He will not...
Shut up! Listen, I think I... Shut up! This is not the place for you!
I will be the judge from Ghostbusters 2.
No, I'm not... Big finish! that's one of my favourites. Burn at the stake! I'm not finished! That's one of my favourite... No place... Big... But people like you, in decent society.
Well, you're in contempt! Oh, fuck. Ghostbusters 3 is literally going to be the most scary movie I've ever seen. I'm not joking, people. I'll cry. I actually think I will shed a fucking tear.
You know, changing the topic slightly. Because, you know what I watched the other... I was just thinking of Avengers, and then I thought of James Spader, and that led me to... I decided to watch Stargate, the original movie, right?
Oh,
yeah, that's a fun movie. The bit that always cracked me up, though. Do you remember the whole movie? He's looking for a way to get home.
Yeah.
And then he finds something. No, he finds, like, on this, you know, piece of rock.
Yeah, the dickhead.
Yeah, drawing the image. And one of the soldiers comes up to him and he goes, what did you do? And he goes, I found it! Yeah. And then he goes, what? And he goes, it's just some simple. It's like you don't even hear it. It's simple.
Why do you find weird?
Mickey actually found it. So, and then he goes really quietly, going home. So I would have loved if that's how what he would have been like in Avengers. I found him. What's that? Some Avengers.
What did you say?
Because the music almost drowns him out.
Yeah, I know. Like,
it's like, what?
He found his eyes are wide open.
Go home! Woohoo!
Why is that the seventh symbol in the first place? Some Egyptian cunt draws it in crayon. Oh, yeah, it's the way home. It couldn't have taken him anywhere.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
he didn't know I was going to take him home.
That is, without doubt, though, the best Roland Emmerich movie.
I mean, he's had much competition.
I think it went from that to... it's not a masterpiece either. It's just a really enjoyable movie. But it went from that to
Independence Day?
Yeah, no, not even Independence Day. I'm thinking 2012. But you know my favourite line in Stargate? Is after he eats a Snickers bar, that guy, and he just looks around and he shouts out, Bunny Way! It's like, what? But somehow you know exactly what he means.
That's me watching Mad Max.
Bunny Way! Bunny Way! But that's the way. That's what we should have done.
How do you remember this shit?
That's what we should have done in the Pitch Perfect 2 premiere. Just to confuse people so they go, what do you think of Mad Max? Bunny Way! Then they would have left that fucking line.
No, they wouldn't see Mad Max on this guy's crazy. The movie's got a bad effect on people.
The other thing that happened to me the other day is I was in an elevator, right?
Did you see Thor's hammer? What a stupid joke.
What?
Oh, can you have... Because makes an elevator the leader of Asgard or whatever, because whoever raises Thor's hammer rules Asgard, whatever shit is.
Yeah.
So they say...
You know where that shit's from? King Arthur, that's...
But they say if you put in an elevator, it rises up. So therefore, is the elevator the ruler of Asgard?
I'm sure there's some logic.
I reckon Max could have picked that shit up.
I reckon Furious Joe. What's his name? What's the Joe?
Immortal Joe.
I keep calling him Furious Joe.
Sounds like it could be better.
I'm like, what are you so mad about?
And Furiosa.
Yeah.
So you weren't trying there, mate.
George what Miller. Was Charlize Theron's name again?
Furiosa.
That's it, Furiosa. Yeah. All right.
Because she's furious.
Because they were discussing whether or not...
That's the next Fast and the Furious movie. Fast and Furiosa.
That would be cool, actually.
No, rip-off.
That would be cool.
So that's what happens at the end of the last Fast and the Furious. Vin Diesel just drives off in the wasteland and meets up with it.
Fucking
that would be cool.
Kills his fucking ass.
But the we were standing there and they were discussing the Blade Runner case. You know the guy who killed his wife. What's his name? The South African runner.
Oscar. I actually thought when I saw this time, I thought you were talking about Blade Runner.
Well, funny you should mention that.
Oscar Pistorius.
Because they were like they were talking about it, and they were like, Blade Runner,
is it a replicant?
Blade Runner, these two guys in business suits. Oh, that's that was a movie, wasn't it? And the guy says, yeah, it was about gardening. Shit.
He was joking.
No, he was deadly serious.
No.
Deadly serious. And fair enough, got out of the elevator. I'm like, Ben Gardening?
Why would you talk about that? Gardening. I would pin that guy against the wall. How dare you?
If only you've seen this.
Yeah.
I've seen things you haven't seen. An azalea bush going over the fence.
And then Edward James almost comes in with a plant and starts holding it up.
It's a dead plant. It's a shame it won't live. But then again, who does?
Throws it away.
I'm
going to go on a battleship.
He's hunting. Harrison Ford's hunting down replicant lawnmowers. About gardening. Blade Runner.
Actually, funny mention, because the makeup Daryl Hannah had in that remind me of Charlie Sorens.
Yeah, a little bit.
The black eye, got a weird makeup thing. That's a bit racist when I think of it. She's half black.
Is she?
No, she's just the way she paints her face.
I can't. Oh, okay,
If she painted fully black, people would complain. Oh, it's racist as well.
Yeah.
They would.
Oh, people complain about everything. We complain about everything. What are we doing?
It's our job.
It's not a job. Yeah, so I was just thinking of all those lines they could have used, like from. What does he say at the end of Blade Runner?
Well, I haven't seen a lot of
them. Well, there you go. All those moments lost, like water on the garden.
I can't remember much about
Blade Runner.
The music and visuals are brilliant.
Oh, yeah, it's Ridley
Scott. I do think it's a bit overrated.
But you know what it is? It's essentially a 1940s movie.
It's noir.
Done in the future. I mean, I remember watching that from school. This is no shit. This will piss all the movie fans off. I've been watching that for school. It was me and Mickey and a whole bunch of kids. Every one of them left and said, you like this shit? Mickey was like, it's a good movie. Including the teacher. Oh, I'm out of here. I'm like, it's not that bad, dude.
It's no taste. Yeah. They're the fucking same movies who aren't watching Mad Max.
I tell you the other thing giving me the shits lately.
Everything?
No. Have you been getting a lot of offers for all these specials, or is it just me? Every time I go into a petrol station, no shit. I was in a rush the other day, right?
Oh, they do it all the time.
Yeah, but it's really bad now. I was in a rush the other day, and it's winter in Australia, right?
It's cold, yeah.
So I ran into a petrol station, like, $20. Oh, yeah, $20. Can I interest you in an ice cream for 50 cents? Yeah. I'm like, no! No, you
I
cannot.
I got this when I was going to work.
Yeah, it's always when you're...
There's a chocolate bar. I went, yeah, it is. Anyway, ice cream. Yeah, it is. But no suggestion about do you want to pay for one? He just, chocolate bar, ice cream.
Maybe he's just pointing it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm like, yeah, it is.
Some guy brought up, like, a stick of gum, 50 cents. Like, I'm like, I just want petrol.
They put you in your pocket. Here, bubble gum. Take it. Popcorn, chips.
And it's like, you know how I wake up. I'm a tired, grumpy, horrible person. And, like, so I'm on the way to work, and, like, this has happened a couple of times where I pull up to a petrol station, get some petrol, I'm in a rush, and then they turn around and they said, oh, look, you get the noodles, $2. I'm like, I don't care.
I don't have a microwave to cook the bastards in.
I don't care. I also had this other thing at work the other day. I think I told you about this. Okay, my work, it's not easy. It's got security. It's got all this. So it's really hard to infiltrate.
Better than Immortal Joe's vault.
a little bit. And this woman was wandering, who I thought worked there. And she'd obviously come in, like, just off the street. And she came up to me while I was making coffee, and she's like, can I interest you in buying a spa? Like, what? Exactly. Like, spa?
Oh, you
yeah, I did tell you. Yeah, just after it happened. She was like, $3,000, so have a nice spa. You know, you and your, she saw my wedding, you and your wife, you can, get in it together. I'm like, I'm not interested. And she's, are you sure? I'm like, yeah. Okay, can you get me down to level 2? I had to take this woman who was advertising this shit down to level 2, and I just left her there.
Fucking weird people you come across.
No, seriously,
Was she real? Tired and crazy from work.
Like Mad Max. Yeah. Imagining that girl all the way through. But the... So we're going to look at two stories that really have nothing to do with you and me, and it was kind of the reason we actually started the show in the first place.
Compared to doing a 50-minute rant about Mad Max and how fucking stupid the world is.
But the people might have already seen this story, and so we're hardly original. But the there was Price is Right.
Which is actually never right, because I reckon they make that shit up all the time.
I always love the Price is Right. You know, whenever you lose...
Our cousin was on that.
Yeah, our cousin was.
Lost as well.
I love it when you lose, and they've always got that music. It makes you feel really good about yourself, you know.
Now, come look at all the prizes you just lost.
Yeah, like, come to the showcase. Yeah, they did that in Wheel of Fortune, too.
Oh, they always do that shit.
The showcase. Come take a look at the closest stuff you'll never have.
Come wave to the camera, because you look like a fuckwit losing it.
The people who have to come on down, and it's just, they look like they belong in Mad Max. I'm like, there's no point coming on the show now. The highlights are done. Like, really. But this contestant in the States, who's a wheelchair-bound woman.
Cripple.
You just come out with it. You just get straight to the point.
Oh, that's what she is.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with being a cripple, but she's a cripple.
Was a very, very lucky contestant in the American version of Price is Right, because she won.
Her leg's back.
She's got new legs.
she won Forrest Gump for a week.
That's true. That's right.
Well, there's not Lieutenant Dan.
he kept looking for this guy, Charlie, in the house.
The Price is Right. It's my pride to die here. It's my mission.
Is that a line?
His legs are blown off and he's in the forest. And,
oh, that's
and
right.
And goes and finds him. You know, it's my right to die here. It's my destiny. You took it away from me.
That's the bit at the end when he's, you know, he misses his mommy. He misses, he's talking to Jenny beyond the grave. That's when you would think he's actually gone fully retard. Like, he misses his mommy. Like, I'd love to see him in that scene doing a conversation with Rocky from Rocky 3.
Mick, got much more to do, but he misses his mommy. That's why our kids started to see fucking dead people. Fucking Forrest Gump.
I forgot it was...
Edward James Olmos.
Edward James Olmos, Forrest Gump's kid, with a mustache. Watching around with a cane, just getting on the bus. I love you, Forrest.
So say we all.
What's the fucking kid's name?
Haley Joel Osment.
That's the one. Not Edward James Olmos going to school.
Just see him sitting at the TV. He's your foreign.
And the kid keeps leaving the fucking paper unicorns and shit all around the house.
It was very nice looking.
Very nice piece of art. I've got records in a fruit company now.
He says to Jenny, he's smart. He's very smart. He can do all this shit and fucking runs a battleship.
That's how Forrest figured out he was...
Not everyone's retired, Forrest.
That's how Forrest figured out he was in charge of Apple. Because he got paper mache Apple. From Edward James Olmos.
My favorite book. Drink Battlestar the novel. The original Blade Runner script.
That was the original Battlestar. Bubba's ship. Bubba's shrimping.
Jenny.
That was the original Battlestar. I got this ship called Battlestar. We went shrimping.
Gotta watch it. Cylons are trying to attack that shrimp.
Trying to steal our shrimp.
Stealing our shrimp, Lieutenant Dan.
Because
you're trying to fish in space, you stupid cunt.
And to get away from the to get away from the Cylons, had to go for a run. For a long, long time.
I
think these Cylons have stopped chasing me. I'm going to go home now.
I'm going to go home now. Tired.
Oh, boy.
The guy shows the shit. It happens. Shit.
Yeah, no, Apollo comes up.
I even gave Bubba's mama was half the inheritor of the fucking fleet. I gave him half the battleship. Came off the ship.
What the hell are we doing?
The woman in Price
is
Right. How
did we get the Prices Right?
Because she was in a wheelchair
with Bubba's ship.
I can't remember it.
Bubba's the Price is Right to Bubba's ship running Battlestar.
Bubba should have been on the show.
Galactica.
Can you line this up? Don't know.
Just lie back to back with me so we don't get wet. Just fire those dum-dum.
Get the host coming up. Yeah, well, what are you doing? I got a shrimping business.
Oh,
I'm sorry, P1. You've got to put the show up. I'm sorry. This woman won the Battlestar Galactica. Sorry.
You won the battleship.
She won she's crippled, but she won a treadmill. It kind of doesn't have the same ring to it now, does it? It was very funny, though, I assure
you. But she won a sauna as well.
Did she?
That's supposedly. I saw the video of. But everyone just said, oh, how horrible.
It'd be cool to see her on the treadmill in the wheelchair.
Yeah, but okay.
You wouldn't lose weight that way,
okay,
for sure.
Oh, they should have given her a new prize. What? Here's a new car. Oh, wait.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
No, I saw this. People actually said they should have given a proper prize, like a car. I'm like, are you fucking retarded? Because they weren't actually being serious.
Proper prize like a car.
And I'm like, okay, surely you don't realise the irony in that comment as well.
Maybe they could have given her a chin-up machine.
Give her a new
like instead.
Instead. Here's like, a new wheelchair.
What other?
Music
what other? Maybe a leg extension machine. That could have been.
They should just play that music. Here's the prize, you can win a new treadmill.
That's the noise that should have gone on when she came on as soon as she... I understand you're disabled.
Yes, I am. She just rigged it so she couldn't get the prize.
But and then she grew legs. And
you got new legs.
I always loved in Naked Gun 2. Remember the bit when... He can walk! It's a miracle! I can walk! Yeah, if she was really happy about this prize, she would have stood up and walked.
Obviously, it wasn't enough. You could cure her.
It wasn't enough.
Make her go watch Spy next week. I bet she'd walk out of that fucking
What was that? Battleship. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The guy was so offended by it.
He actually got up and walked out.
I could walk, and I hate this piece of shit.
And actually, a crippled guy
walked out. Maybe they should keep making bad movies then. And you know what they say? Instead of screening them for us, just screen them for... Anyone who's got something wrong with it, like a mental retardation, someone who can't walk, to get them well. Like,
I reckon if they watch Mad Max, they'd jump out of their fucking wheelchair.
Shit, the next one's going to hit me.
Valhalla! Run around.
Oh, what's going to Valhalla? Now I'm just disabled. People, the final story, I don't say this, Wayne found this final story, and it's without doubt. Fucking awesome. All right. Because...
When you think Mad Max is crazy.
Mad Max, let me tell you, Mad Max is the most simple-minded... Mad Max is basically whatever the version of Sylvania Waters you've got over there. Just an old woman, sipping a tea compared to this man.
Days of Our Lives.
Days of Our Lives, there you go. Mad Max is Days of Our Lives compared to
this. He's the Days of Our Lives. Look at him, look at the...
There's no other way of saying this but to say the headline. A man... in Florida, has killed his imaginary friend and turned himself in to police.
Look at that face. Now, who does it look like to you?
This,
Steven Seagal.
He does sue a little fat. That's Steven Seagal. Has killed his imaginary friend.
Probably the only friend he ever had.
That's right. He's the only
friend. You know what? His imaginary friend. It was hard to kill.
Oh, God.
What?
You know what this show is? Under siege! And now we're marked for death.
You know what? He had to make an executive decision.
Like, that's what his imaginary friend said. He said to his imaginary friend, "You're not going to make it." His imaginary friend said, "You will.
You will."
All right. This dude who does look like Steven Seagal, Jeff Gaylord, walked into a Jacksonville sheriff's office and confessed his crime. He repeatedly stabbed his friend, Mr. Happy. Are you sure it wasn't your penis? With a kitchen knife, cut up Mr. Happy with a hatchet, and buried him in his backyard.
You buried an imaginary body?
It's And it's weird because it looked fucking the same.
I can't wait for the police to dig it up and take the photo.
like, look at this body. It's all dust, but it doesn't matter. He left his empty vodka bottles all over the kitchen. Never picked up his empty cocaine baggies. He messed up his apartment.
Hang on. Is that Mr. Happy?
No, this is a guy. Okay. Gaylord and Mr. Happy were friends for 7 years. I wonder how they met. But according to Gaylord, he killed him for several reasons. This is the reason he killed his imaginary friend. He left his empty vodka bottles all over the kitchen. Never picked up his empty cocaine baggies. What's a cocaine bag?
Bag with cocaine?
He messed up my apartment to the point when I just couldn't get it clean. Before Hap, he's even given him a nickname, Hap, started doing drugs and acting weird, he was my best friend. We'd go dancing together. That'd look good in a dance club, wouldn't it? That guy's cool.
Can't wait when you go to buy drugs for him. Look, I'm just getting some for Mr. Hap.
Buying this alcohol for Mr. Happy. You're overage, sir. It doesn't matter. You can buy whatever. We'd play on the children's park equipment, and they were both huge friends of doom metal. Listened to it for hours with the lights off. When Mr. Happy crashed Gaylord's car,
okay,
and Gaylord got arrested instead. Gaylord had had enough. That drink driving incident I got on fairly blamed for showed just how messy he'd become and gone over the edge. So I had to murder him. There is really nothing we can say at this point.
There's nothing more crazy than we can say.
I'm like, really?
You imagine pulling that guy over for the fucking alcohol test? What was it?
It wasn't me. It was Mr. Happy. Mr. Happy, he's here. Can't you see him?
Like, stop looking at me like I'm crazy. Stormtrooper, move along. Move along.
This guy should be in episode 7.
Oh, fuck.
Mr. Happy Awakens.
This guy belongs to the next Mad Max villain. He's just nuts.
Gaylord. I don't know if Gaylord's quite an appropriate name.
Mr. Happy's the villain.
He's the villain. Just see this empty car just going down the road. Oh, it's Mr. Happy.
Yeah, he's got his vodka bottles everywhere. Cocaine
bag. That's how the war started. Oh. That's how the nuclear war started. Mr. Happy left his bottles all over the place.
Fucking weird people.
but I think P1's online. Speaking of Joes, because we've been talking Joes all the time. One of my favourite Joes is here. Hey, Joe, do you know why Pitch Perfect? What's it called?
Pitch Perfect 2
made more money than Mad Max on the weekend.
That is the biggest mystery of them all.
Joe, you've changed.
Yeah. See what happens when he gets rid of the wives? He's quite a happy guy.
Yeah, get all those fucking old people in your bed. Great white hair.
That was
gone ticket. That's my property.
What do you think of the remake? Mediocre. Mediocre. All right, so you're going to see Spy next week.
Oh.
So, yeah. The review of Spy is next on Nowhere the King in the Ass. Oh, boy. If that doesn't rate, we have no chance of ever getting ratings. The Spy review by Wayne Smale.
I made a deal with my girlfriend. I would take her to see Max, which she was happy to see.
She's not even looking forward to Spy.
No! She's looking forward to see me suffer.
It's kind of like him.
So, I think she's like the leader from the Cobra Kai. I want to make him suffer. And when she's doing with suffering, then comes the pain. That's what she's doing to me.
They'll be each act of the movie. The first act, suffer. The second act, suffer. The third act,
pain. And that's
why
I said to her, I said, you don't have to do this. Don't need to. I want to. That's what she said to me.
Okay, she didn't say that. You know what?
Cobra Kai,
you know
say
you know
it.
Because she runs Bartertown. I'd love if she called you now and says, who sings Spy? I'm singing Spy. Louder! I'm singing Spy!
So she's Master Blaster, makes me Tina Turner.
Yeah. You are Tina Turner, congratulations. And congratulations on Sing Spy with that wonderful lady, Melissa McCarthy.
If she's a lady, I'm a vermicious snitch.
Yeah.